12 dicembre 2023, radiosonar.net, questo è Claudio Contini che dà a tutti e tutti voi il benvenuto a una nuova puntata di Original Street Grooves. Ci avviamo verso la fine di quest'anno e, visto che di solito verso fine anno si fanno i conti, noi che cosa facciamo? Facciamo il best of, ma non del 2023, facciamo il best of del 1991, così, perché prima di fare effettivamente quello che ci sarà la settimana prossima, vale a dire il riassunto dell'anno con un mega mixone che metterà insieme tutti i pezzi più belli o comunque tra i più importanti del 2023, oggi voglio fare un mega salto all'indietro e farvi sentire quello che a mio avviso è stato il meglio di uno degli anni più belli dell'hip hop, in piena Golden Age, la Golden Age che per molti è terminata nel 92, per molti nel 94, ma comunque il 91 in ogni caso ci rientra, un anno in cui c'era un po' di tutto, perché c'era ancora l'hip hop quello conscious, quello targato New York con dei suoni più classici, più boom bap, ma c'era già l'avvento del gangsta rap dalla California e con poi varie latitudini, in qualche modo tutte quelle latitudini che erano state influenzate dal sound del gangsta rap che stava pian piano esplodendo, e in mezzo c'erano tante altre cose, dall'hip hop più lirico a quello più scanzonato. Insomma, un anno in cui ancora l'hip hop in quasi ogni uscita meritava di essere acquistata ed ascoltata. Quindi non sarà facile fare un best of, io ci provo. In quel periodo lì io ero veramente dentro all'hip hop dalla mattina alla sera, d'altronde avevo 17 anni, e se in quel periodo, e se quando uno non ha quel, se le passioni non si coltivano a quell'età, quando si possono coltivare? Insomma, c'è poco da dire. Per me grandi ricordi, oltre che grande musica. Cominciamo con quello che è stato il secondo album di uno dei gruppi più importanti della storia dell'hip hop, vale a dire gli A Tribe Called Quest, che dopo il loro esordio, People's Instinct in Travel and the Paths of Rhythm, nel 91 fecero uscire quello che a mio avviso rimane ancora oggi il migliore album, anche se poi loro hanno fatto un capolavoro dopo l'altro, vale a dire The Law and Theory, dalla quale ci ascoltiamo un classico che si chiama Jazz.
Stern, firm, and young with a laid-back tongue. The aim is to succeed and achieve at 21. Just like Ringling Brothers, I'll daze and astound. Captivate the mass cause the prose is profound. Do it for the strong, we do it for the meek. Booming in your booming in your booming in your Jeep, or your Honda, or your Beamer, or your Legend, or your Benz. The rave of the town to your foes and your friends. So push it along, trails we blaze. Don't deserve the gong, don't deserve the praise. The tranquility will make you unball your fists, for we put hip hop on a brand new twist. A brand new twist with a whole heap of mystic. So low key that you probably missed it, but yet it's so loud that it stands in the crowd. When the guy takes the beat, they bowed. So raise up squire, adjust your attire. We have no time to wallow in the mire. If you're on a foreign path, then let me do the lead. Join in the essence of the cool out breed. The cool out to the music cause it makes you feel serene. With the birds and the bees and all those groovy things, like getting stomach aches when you gotta go to work, or staring into space when you're feeling berserk. I don't really mind if it's over your head, cause the job of resurrectors is to wake up the dead. So pay attention, it's not hard to decipher, and after the horns you can check out the viper.
Them try to come sideways, but competition them must come straight way. Competition them try to come sideways, but competition them must come straight way. How's about that? It seems like it's my turn again. All through the years, my mic has been my best friend. I know some brothers wonder, can Pfeiffer really kick it? Some even wanna diss me, but why sweat it? I'm all into my music, cause that's how I make tapes. Try to make hits like it Capri makes tapes. Me sweat another, I do my own thing. Strictly hardcore tracks, not a new jack swing. I grew up as a Christian, so Jaja, I give thanks. Collect my banks, listen to Shabba Ranks. I sing and chat,
I do all of that. It's 1991 and I refuse to come back. I take off my hat to other crews that tend to rock, but the low end theory's here. It's time to wreck shop. I got Tip and Shaw, so whom shall I fear? Stop, look, and listen, but please don't stare. Sit jet to the store and buy the LP or drive RCA, cassettes and CDs. Produced and arranged by the four-man crew. And oh shit, Skef Anselm, he gets props too. Make sure you have a system with some fat house speakers so the new shit can rock from Boston, Massapequa. Cause where I come from, quality is job one. And everybody up on it, you know we get the job done. So peace to that crew, and peace to this crew. Bring on the tour, we'll see you at a theater nearest you.
Hey yo, but wait, back it up, easy, back it up. Please let the abstract embellish on the cut. Back and forth just like a cameo song. If you dig this joint, then please come dance along to the music, cause it's done just for the mind. Now I gotta scat and get mine. Underline the jazz. The what? The jazz to move that ass, for the chop originates that feeling up his ass. It's a universal sound. Bless the brothers on the ground and the 1-6 below. You didn't have to go. Some say that I'm a eccentric cause I once had an orgy. And sometimes for breakfast I eat grits and porgies. If this is a stinker, then call me a skunk, I ask. Now check it out, all my peoples in Queens, you don't stop. Now all my peoples in Brooklyn, you don't stop. And all my peoples uptown, you don't stop. That includes the Bronx and Harlem, you don't stop. Now to that girl Rommel, you don't stop. I said because ladies first, you don't stop. And to the JBs, you don't stop. And they lost.
E questo era un caposaldo della storia della musica, vale a dire jazz, uno dei singoli e dei video tratti da The Low End Theory, secondo classico album dei Tribe Called Quest, uscito nel 1991, che è l'anno di cui ci occupiamo oggi, più ad Original Street Groups, anno in cui sono usciti parecchi secondi album importanti. Oltre a quello dei Tribe Called Quest, infatti, è uscito il secondo album da solista di Ice Cube, che dopo essere andato via dall'INWA aveva sorpreso un po' tutti con America's Most Wanted nel 1990, completamente prodotto dalla Bomb Squad dei Public Enemy, anche se con la collaborazione della Lynch Mob. Nel 91 invece passò definitivamente ad affidarsi alla protezione del suo team, vale a dire appunto la Lynch Mob, che tra gli altri vedeva anche affiliato DJ Pooh, che rimane ad oggi secondo me uno dei migliori producer della West Coast e non solo. L'album si chiamava Death Certificate ed era un album molto molto politico, molto influenzato dalla Nation of Islam, alla quale Ice Cube nel frattempo si era convertito, e conteneva tanti pezzi, tra cui anche il diss infuocato agli NWA che chiudeva l'album No Vaseline. Io però vi voglio far ascoltare un pezzo che invece parla proprio della politica e della, diciamo, del sentirsi poco nazionalisti, diciamo così, degli afroamericani. Il pezzo si chiama I Wanna Kill Sam, lui è Ice Cube.
We'll provide you with housing. We'll provide you with education. We'll provide you with everything you need to survive in life. We'll help you to be the best soldier in the U.S. of A.
Because we do more before 7 a.m. than most niggers do in their whole lifetime.
I'm coming. I wanna kill him. Cause he tried to play me like a trick, but you see, I'm the wrong nigga to fuck with. I got the A to the motherfucking K and it's ready to rip. Slapped in my banana clip and I'm looking. Look, Izzy and Watts, Oakland, Philly, or Brooklyn. It seems like he got the whole country behind him. So it's sorta hard to find him, but when I do, gotta put my gat in his mouth. Pump 17 rounds, make his brains hang out. Cause the shit he did was uncalled for. Tried to fuck a brother up the ass like a small whore, and that shit ain't fly. So now I'm setting up the ultimate drive-by. And when you hear this shit, it make the world say, damn, I wanna kill Slam.
I have reason to believe that someone in this household just turned 18. Am I correct?
Here's why I wanna kill the punk. Cause he tried to take a motherfucking chunk of the funk. He came to my house, I let him bail in. Cause he said he was down with the LM. He gave up a little dap, then turned around and pulled out a gat. I knew it was a caper. I said, please don't kill my mother. So he raped her, tied me up, took me outside, and I was thrown in a big truck, and it was packed like sardines, full of niggas who fell for the same scheme. Took us to a place that made us work all day, and we couldn't have shit to say. Broke up the families forever, and to this day, black folks can't stick together, and it's odd. Broke us down, made us pray to his God, and when I think about it, it made me say, damn, I wanna kill Sam. Me. I remember the son of a bitch used to ax me and hang me by a rope to my neck snap. Not a sneaky motherfucker wanna bend rap and put me under dirt or concrete. But God can see through a white sheet, cause you the devil in drag. You can burn your cross while I burn your flag. Try to give me the HIV so I can stop making babies like me. And you're giving dope to my people, chump. Just wait till we get over that, huh? Cause your ass is grass, cause I'm a blast. Can't bury rap like you bury jazz. Cause we stop being whores, stop doing floors. So bitch, you can fight your own wars. So if you see a man in red, white, and blue getting chased by the lynch mob crew, it's a man who deserves the buckle. I wanna kill Sam cause he ain't my motherfucking uncle.
Ice Cube, I Wanna Kill Sam, da Death Certificate. Come vedete, siamo passati dal sound classico newyorkese del Queens, dei Tribe Called Quest, con jazz, appunto il loro hip hop molto tranquillo e jazzato, a quello invece più aggressivo e più West Coast di Ice Cube con I Wanna Kill Sam. E a dimostrazione che nel 1991 l'hip hop aveva preso diverse sfaccettature, il terzo pezzo ci porta invece a Houston, in Texas, perché vi faccio ascoltare un brano dal primo album da solista di Scarface dei Ghetto Boys. Scarface, che con i Ghetto Boys si era contraddistinto per la sua verve, per il suo stile e soprattutto per il sapere interpretare personaggi molto particolari, e in tutto questo album lui interpreta fondamentalmente lo psicopatico, l'assassino matto, e lo fa in maniera però incredibilmente efficace. Ogni pezzo tira fuori qualche perla, insomma, e ci tira fuori quelle che sono le mille personalità del grande Scarface, che rimane a mio avviso uno dei più grandi rappers di sempre. Quasi ogni pezzo è un classico di questo album. Io vi voglio far ascoltare Body Snatchers da Mr. Scarface Is Back.
Only way out for a young black teenager. We'll provide you with housing. We'll provide you with education. We'll provide you with everything.
Nigga, just call me Scarface.
I know you're gonna dig
this. I'm on a rampage, been forced to look at darkness, born on being heartless. And with the gauges, how I guard this. Quietly, I sit, plotting hits like a lunatic, waiting for a bitch to start some shit so I can hit him with a string of bullets coming from a tech nine. Warned you not to test mine. And if you make it, you'll know next time that if you fuck with me, I'm gonna get you. And when I catch you, you'll be a victim of the one they call the body snatcher.
Yo, you know this nigga acting like this.
Many claim to be a gangster, but that gangster ain't a gangster. That gangster is a prankster, yeah, pranks is how I prank you. At the sight of blood, you hold your stomach, then you're running. Hands over your eyes and like a hoe, you start to vomit. See, I ain't never backed up, I just rack up as they sack up. And giggle at the niggas when they die while bodies stack up. Like I said before, the DJ action's my identity. A homicidal maniac with suicidal tendencies. The judge will try to sentence me to 10, I never blame. He'll change and say I'm psycho, or just send me to a shrink. 20 months I'm in seclusion and my head's filled with confusion. Got a feeling that I'm losing. So I've come to this conclusion. I gotta get the fuck out, I can't take it anymore. Caught a watchman at his post, so I rushed him to the floor. I was thinking to myself, what if his posse comes to get me? I know if I'ma die, I gotta take some niggas with me. Put my hands around his neck, begin to choke him. Got his pistol out his holster, then I smoked him. Waited the second, I heard motherfuckers coming. Grabbed an extra box of shells and started running. Now I'm the nigga cops are running after. It's time to snatch some bodies, cause I'm a body snatcher.
We're in pursuit of a young black male, approximately 180 pounds, wearing a black hat, black shirt, black Levi's, and some Nike sneakers.
Nigger started a riot out of asylum.
Motherfuckers always causing trouble.
Damn, I hate niggers.
Let's get that black motherfucker.
Let's get him, Earl.
Running through the waiting room, motherfuckers chasing me. Judges wait to face me. Coppers wanna waste me, erase me. But I ain't going out like a sucker. Ready, aim, fire.
I shot a motherfucker. Continued through the parking lot, a lot of lights were flashing. Some homies must have seen me, cause I heard someone say action. Headed for the vehicle, my posse from the park, some brothers from the clock, and my family from the ward. Bushwick, Red, Wilman, Chop, no questions asked. They pulled out their shit and shot. You whole shit I got back on the bus with, cause I ain't that nigga to be fucked with. Caught up with the punk ass Shrinkle sent me. Put my pistol point blank and popped till it was empty. One bad motherfucker coming at ya. Peace from the body snatcher. Yeah, you motherfuckers let me get away again. Dumb son of a bitch.
Black Sheep, vale a dire Dress e Mr. Lounge, dall'album A Wolf in Sheep's Clothing.
Get a life, motherfucker, stop fucking with me. Oh yeah, and to that goddamn shrink and that judge who sent me. Little simply, one bad motherfucker coming at ya. Peace from the body snatcher. Yeah, you motherfuckers let me get away again. Dumb son of a bitch. Got 5-0s all on my dis, nigga, shit. Fucking with the act behind some bullshit. You better get a life, motherfucker.
Body Snatchers da Mr. Scarface Is Back, uscito nel 1991, primo album da solista di Scarface, primo di una lunga serie di tanti ottimi album per l'MC e per la personalità della Rap-A-Lot di Houston, Texas e membro dei Ghetto Boys. Torniamo a New York e torniamo nella sfera delle Native Tongues con le quali abbiamo iniziato, perché appunto i Tribe Called Quest erano i massimi rappresentanti del nucleo, un nucleo che in quel momento se la comandava, insomma, perché c'erano tanti gruppi diretti delle Native Tongues e altri affiliati che facevano grande furore, tra questi i Black Sheep, che uscirono con il loro album di esordio A Wolf in Sheep's Clothing proprio nel 1991. E anche qui un album molto lungo dove dentro ci sono perle su perle, però voglio andare sul sicuro perché, visto che insomma siamo in un momento di reminiscenza, voglio mettervi il brano che aveva spinto l'album, che era anche il singolo di apertura, vale a dire Flavor of the Month. Loro sono i Black Sheep.
Do I want vanilla? Or do I want to taste the chocolate? Nah, I want something different. I want something slamming. What's the slamminest flavor out this month? Let's see. Yo, Black. What flavor you?
Listen. For a second, I reckon I got you double checking. Then again, when to your needs did I beckon? Hold me only if you wanna get naked. Play me for the crowd only if you wanna wreck it. The name is Dres, like silk I get slick. Drop rhymes like a bass head, big flicks constantly. Yes, it's me, D-R-E-S. So yes, I guess unless you're fast, you can get down to serious business with this. I never boned a honey that I didn't like. I never saw a mile that I couldn't hike. I never had a spliff to make me choke. I never had a pocket that was broke. Hate no one but love only a few. Franklin, Grant, and yeah, mom too. I run buck wild for self but with the crew. But then again, I thought you knew. Now I hear a voice, is it what you want? I hope it is, kid, you're the flavor of the month. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. Somebody said you had it going on. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. Hurry up and get a scoop before it's gone. So you got the fever for the flavor of the other. Chocolate sarsaparilla or is it you like another? Flavor in my socks, to the curly locks. Black Sheep rolling hard and knocking peons out the box. Never have I ever, never ever felt much better. Did the whole nine, on the tenth I was no wetter. Ready and I'm eager, eager as a beaver. On the radio and good to go, says your receiver. Not to be the boldest or the oldest nor the wackest. Neither am I neatest or the newest or the blackest. Just a brown fellow who's not afraid of jello. To the people of the world I would like to say good day. Had to wait a while, but the while has been waited. Never gave up hope in myself nor debated. Didn't shed a tear when I wasn't picked, cause I got a cone now when I lick. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. Somebody said you had it going on. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. Hurry up and get a scoop before it's gone. Gone. Now I catch a number when before I caught a glare. Now I give a pound when before I gave a stare. Now I guess I kinda got it going on. I get a wake up call on the norm. I used to try to push a demo, now I have a coup that's a bit more than a little, but they're not quite a few. Funny how they find you when they told you get lost. Tell me why you're gritting when you have no dental floss. Wasn't my loss. Thought you were the boss? You never knew how much the sherbet costs. Forget it, I never sweat it. Your girl will give me play, I'll wet it. It only happens, yes, because you let it. Now everybody wants to play my phone. I see him with a spoon, I see him with a cone. You never knew I knew it, but I knew you would pursue it. Hurry up and get a scoop before it's gone. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor.
Somebody said you had it going on.
I heard you got the fever for the flavor.
Black Sheep, vale a dire Dress e Mr. Lounge dall'album A Wolf in Sheep's Clothing. Questo era il classico singolo Flavor of the Month che ci ha fatto muovere tantissimo in quel periodo e che ancora oggi secondo me spinge Nucleo Native Tongues, il loro universo, e non possiamo non passare di conseguenza il brano che traggo dal secondo album dei De La Soul, i fondatori delle Native Tongues. De La Soul che avevano ottenuto un successo inaspettato con il loro album d'esordio 3 Feet High and Rising, talmente inaspettato che loro furono colti di sorpresa e vollero mettere un po' i puntini su lei col loro secondo album, perché erano stati etichettati come hippies dell'hip hop, come figli dei fiori, come insomma l'hip hop psichedelico, come se li volessero togliere dal giro dell'hip hop. E loro col secondo album decisero di fare un'immagine un po' più dura, un po' più aggressiva, anche se poi i sound dentro erano molto della soul, sempre con la grande produzione di Prince Paul, che ha curato tutti i loro primi tre album. L'album si chiamava De La Soul Is Dead, che appunto già dal titolo voleva proprio mettere una linea di differenza tra il primo e il secondo album, un album incredibile, invecchiato benissimo, dal quale ci ascoltiamo Keeping the Faith. Loro sono i De La Soul.
Preacher man, you played yourself a stool, not a me a step. Never mind, love, the faith is being kept. Now, remember my padlock, Jody, here's the fact. Jack Little Whip, but she was acting
5, she was laying by the pack. Give it to the witness, putting on a plan. No money, no more, put a cat for the man. Jack knows the honey rings, playing a game. Woman want a bow, got man for the fame. Ah, dang, damn.
Goddamn!
Sam is the man that you plan to command. Nothing new about a neighborhood. You know what? Padlock Jody wanna cut. Jack think your cap ain't minor to a cat.
Yo, here's 20, 40, 60, pay me back.
Time just appears, yo, Jack, what you doing? You play the cold while honey is cooling. You don't have to if you don't want to. You don't have to if you don't want to. So he begins with the ring, ring, ring. Hey, Judy girl, how you doing? Seen you with another man, what you doing? Screwing through. Shame on you, what you can't wait for the big bait. Well, I'ma tell you straight on it, child. I'm keeping a face.
Keeping the Faith da De La Soul Instead, un album che conteneva peraltro due singoli di iper successo quali Name and Number, Hey Hey Hey, e anche Rolling Skating Jam Name Saturdays, che ancora oggi viene ballato e passato in tanti club. De La Soul che si contraddistinguevano dal resto dell'hip hop per una originalità incredibile, con uno stile tutto loro, ancora oggi secondo me inimitabile. Chi invece stava facendo veramente muovere l'hip hop in un'altra direzione in quel periodo era un gruppo che ho già citato prima, che a mio avviso rimangono tra i migliori 5 gruppi della storia dell'hip hop, anche se purtroppo hanno avuto vita breve. Parlo degli NWA, direttamente da Compton, California. Il nucleo che in origine era composto da Dr. Dre, MC Ren, Ice Cube e NEC si separarono da Ice Cube per le divergenze economiche, che sono state tra l'altro ben documentate anche dal film Straight Outta Compton. Il loro secondo album nel 91 vedeva quindi la partecipazione dei gruppi, dei membri precedenti, senza però Ice Cube, che era il loro MC principale. Questo faceva pensare a molti che il disco poteva essere di meno di impatto. Invece Dr. Dre in quel momento era all'apice della sua creatività e fece un album con delle produzioni veramente incredibili, anche con il contributo di DJ Yella, che era il DJ ufficiale del gruppo. MC Ren era diventato l'MC principale e c'era Easy nel massimo splendore della sua follia da hype man e rapper e personalità a tutto tondo. Ci andiamo ad ascoltare proprio il brano che dà il titolo all'album, un titolo che era scritto al contrario in copertina perché comprende la parola che noi bianchi non potremmo dire, la parola con la N, e si chiama quindi Evil for Zeppelin. E quindi noi ci andiamo ad ascoltare proprio la title track dell'album stesso, che a mio avviso rimane una delle bombe più incredibili della storia dell'hip hop.
Personally, I think the lyrics are a bit too harsh.
I ain't no nigga. Fuck.
All of this bullshit. The way you talk about women is bullshit.
What you motherfuckers
plain
doing for the
bullshit.
Black community anyway? Motherfucker, I got kids. I don't want to listen to that bullshit.
Fuck the nigga!
Motherfuckers need to stop.
How can you call yourself a nigga and be proud of it?
Flatline.
Bullshit.
Why do I call myself a nigga, you ask me? Well, it's because motherfuckers wanna blast me and run me out of my neighborhood and label me as a dope dealer, yo, and say that I'm no good. But I gave out jobs so niggas wouldn't have to go out. Gave up some dope in a corner so they could show out. When the cops came, they gave a fake name, because the life in the streets is just a head game. So therefore, to make more, a 15-year-old black kid will go and rob a liquor store and get shot in the process. He ate up a 9-bullet, now he's put to rest.
Why do I call myself a nigga, you ask me? I guess it's just the way shit has to be. Back when I was young, getting a job was murder. Fuck flipping burgers, cause I deserve a 9-to-5 I could be proud of, that I could speak loud of, and to help a nigga get out of, yo, the concrete playground. But most motherfuckers only want you to stay down. But I'm a smart motherfucker, you see. One of the best producers in the rap music industry. Getting big like a motherfucker, a young brother that don't give a fuck about another, yeah.
Why do I call myself a nigga, you ask me? Because police always wanna harass me. Every time that I'm rolling. They swear up and down that the car is stolen. Make me get face down in the street and throw the shit out my car on the concrete in front of a residence. A million white motherfuckers on my back like I shot the president.
Why do I call myself a nigga, you ask me? Because my mouth is so motherfucking nasty. Bitch this, bitch that, nigga this, nigga that. In the meanwhile, my pockets are getting fat. Getting paid to say this shit here. Making more in a week than a doctor makes in a year. So why not call myself a nigga? It's better than pulling the trigger and going up the river. And then I get called a nigga anyway. Broke the was a motherfucker and locked away. So, to cut out all that bullshit, yo, I guess I'll be a nigga for life.
Nigga! Nigga, nigga, please. I'm treated like a fucking disease. You say, why do I call myself a nigga so quick? Cause I can reach in my drawers and pull out a bigger dick. Yo, nigga say, nigga, we cool, but crackers say, nigga, nigga, not to fuck up. But I gotta be a fast nigga to never be the last nigga, or I have to beat your ass, nigga. In the city, you see action first, then hear about it later in a verse. I curse because I'm real with this to keep my shit straight bumping. Murder created by the streets of Compton. I get it from the underground poet. I live it, I see it, and I write it because I know it. And if you think I'm fucking your wife, you're motherfucking right, yo. Cause I'm a nigga for life.
I love niggas, I love niggas, I love niggas. Because niggas are men, and I should only love that for me. I love the two niggas.
Nigga, this, nigga, that. The actual fact is that I'm black and bound to attract the attention of another, I mean the other. But I'm a motherfucker that'll have him running for cover. You see, I don't give a fuck about nothing except getting paid, getting bitches, and issuing stitches, which is all needed to read it and find the rhyme. And then it's time to say the niggas here to stay. But what about the fake niggas, the house niggas? They get paid quick, they gotta suck a fat dick. But MWA is out of your motherfucking range. We ain't gonna change a motherfucking thing.
I call myself a nigga cause my skin won't lighten. I call myself a nigga cause the shit that I'm writing hypes me, hypes other motherfuckers around me. And that's the reason why they wanna surround me and ask me, why do I call myself a niggero? Ain't none of their fucking business cause I let the trigger go. So get out my presence and get out of my sight. Cause MC Ren is a nigga for life, yeah.
You a nigga till you die. If you're a poor nigga, you're a poor nigga. If you're a rich nigga, you're a rich nigga. But you never stop being a nigga. If you get to be educated, you're just an educated nigga.
NWA, un album che seguiva l'EP 100 Miles Running, che era stata la loro prima uscita senza Ice Cube, un EP nel quale cominciarono a prendersela un po' con Ice Cube, anche se in maniera molto subdola, non proprio con un brano dedicato, però ogni tanto c'era qualche riferimento ripetuto poi anche in questo disco qua, e Ice Cube lo aveva fatti colto, tant'è che poi il Death Certificate, uscito qualche mese dopo, c'era inclusa No Vaseline, che era una risposta a queste stoccate dei suoi ex compagni. È un album incredibile, il secondo degli NWA, che purtroppo è stato anche l'ultimo, perché poi dopo si sono completamente sciolti, e tra l'altro poi c'è stata la morte di Easy, che è seguita anche ai contrasti tra Easy e Dr. Dre, con tutti i diss che ben conosciamo e che abbiamo anche trattato nelle puntate dedicate in passato qui a Original Street Roots. Oh, adesso invece vi riporto nella East Coast, ma non a New York. Andiamo nel New Jersey per celebrare un gruppo che all'epoca ebbe un incredibile successo anche in Europa, grazie a un brano che si chiamava OPP. Avrete capito che parlo dei Naughty by Nature. Proprio nel 91 su Tommy Boy uscì il loro omonimo album d'esordio, dal quale io vi voglio far ascoltare la traccia che lo apriva, che è un esempio incredibile di liricismo sfrenato da parte del suo MC principale, vale a dire Tretch. Il brano si chiama Yoke the Joker e loro sono i Naughty by Nature.
Who is it?
Where the shit? Everybody
face down. Don't nobody look at me.
Where the shit?
Joke the Joker.
I can snap rap pack.
away. I'm ripping shit right away. I need you like a bitch in a ditch off of angel dust. Take you to a room, sure you can fly. Just jump, slut. You think you might say a rhyme that someone might order like. You couldn't wash it up in a motherfucking water fight. All locked, jaw. Look at the rock, jaw. So proud of, sure. Suck my encore. Swinging the bolo. The flow goes solo. I'ma smoke you. It's time to yuck the joker. Jump like a girl is if your father would have bothered to pull it out early. You ain't got a single drip drop. You're stripped of hip hop. If I see you disagree, you'll be getting your shit dropped. It's the extended version. Inside you can't fuck with. You get the Jimmy and see you swift to kick the bucket. I'm tired of Mr. Nice Guy. Place your price high. Bet on a battle rhyme and tell my chances are sky high. Never would you ever get the thrill of say yo sweat. You know that kid Trench, I took him out, he was no threat. Because you know I'm better than that on my worst day. Thinking competition's what I do in the worst way. You're most likely I spoiled ya, applaud ya, ignored ya, then broadly floored ya. The proof is in the pudding, my collar ain't wooden. It takes more than an axe to tax bless the children. Physically, facially, racially made to be crazily paid a G, what a fucking way to be. Hot damn, I'm a man with a hand plan. Pimp smack that, then attract the new game plan. Eat your big beat, digest the rest. Test shit I was left yet, then go to the next step. That's what I do, that's what I say, that's what I live. That's what I prove, that's what I move, that's what I give. The brothers wanna go home and write shit. Bite what I might get, then up and say I quit. Me getting got, oh what a beautiful thought from you. Ain't it amazing what some paper plus a pen and tongue can do? Yo, the Joker.
Naughty by Nature, vale a dire Thrash, Vinny and KG, che era il produttore del gruppo, un produttore che aveva fatto le fortune non solo dei Naughty by Nature ma anche di molti membri della Flavor Unit, la crew di cui facevano parte, crew capitanata da Queen Latifah. I Naughty by Nature, appunto, che ancora oggi ogni tanto escono fuori nei concerti tributo. Thrash è attivo, anche se ovviamente non come una volta, però quando c'è da fare qualche partecipazione, qualche pezzo rap di quelli seri, su Thrash potete sempre contare. Tra l'altro è stato dichiarato da Eminem che è stato uno dei suoi ispiratori per iniziare e per migliorarsi soprattutto a rappare, perché una volta che aveva sentito proprio questo brano in apertura dell'album di Joker, Joker aveva detto no no, qua bisogna che io elevo il mio flow perché lui sta troppo avanti e io voglio essere come lui. Un bel riconoscimento da parte di uno che insomma è conosciuto in tutto il mondo e che ad oggi è il rapper di più grande successo commerciale in assoluto, che però conosce la storia dell'hip hop. Storia dell'hip hop che è stata fatta da un gruppo del quale tra l'altro abbiamo parlato poco tempo fa, ma io non mi stanco mai di mettere i loro brani, perché loro hanno fatto praticamente soltanto due album, però con due frontman diversi. Il primo frontman era quello che poi sarebbe diventato uno dei producers più importanti della storia dell'hip hop, ma è anche un bravissimo rapper. Parlo di Large Professor e dei suoi Main Source, che nel 91 fecero uscire Breaking Atoms, un album che è una piccola perla della storia dell'hip hop, un classico da non perdere e da ascoltare dall'inizio alla fine, anche oggi con la produzione appunto di Extra P, Large Professor, e io vi voglio far ascoltare Just a Friendly Game of Baseball. I better go over my man's crib and get the pump, cause to the cops shooting brothers is like playing baseball, and they're never in a slump. I guess when they shoot up a crew it's a grand slam, and when it's one it's a home run. But I'ma be ready with a wild pitch. My finger got a bad twitch. Plus I wanna switch sides and step up to the batter's box. Fuck red and white, I got on black socks. But let him shoot a person from the White Sox. What's the call? Foul ball. Babe Ruth would've made a good cop, but he didn't. Instead he was a bigot. Dig it. My life is valuable and I protect it like a gem. Instead of cops shooting me, I'm going out shooting them. And let him cough up blood like phlegm. It's grim. But dead is my antonym, and legally they can't take a fall. Yo, check it out, it's just a friendly game of baseball. RBI, real bad injury, but don't get happy, you're in jail for a century. Just as bad as being shot in the groin. To see who'll shoot ya, they'll flip a coin and watch it run for the stretch. But you don't know the man is at home waiting to make the catch. So the outfield, your guns, you're down. You're out, off to the dugout, underground. I know a cop that's savage. His pockets stay green like cabbage, cause he has a good batting average. No questions, just pulls out the flamer, and his excuses get lamer.
Once a brother tried to take a lead, but they shot him in his face saying he was trying to steal a base. And people watched the news for coverage on the game and got the nerve to complain. They need to get themselves a front row seat or save the baseline for a beat. Cause television just ain't designed for precision, y'all. It's just a friendly game of baseball.
Main Source, Lush Professor al microfono. Veramente qua siamo su un livello talmente elevato che potrei ripetere ogni brano la stessa cosa. Insomma, Just a Friendly Game of Baseball, tratto da Breaking Atoms, uscito nel 1991. Main Source che poi trovarono dopo la separazione con Lush Professor un nuovo frontman per il loro secondo ed ultimo album, vale a dire Mikey D, che è una leggenda del Queens. L'album successivo si chiamava Fuck What You Think, ovviamente aveva un altro producer e un altro MC, quindi sembra quasi un altro gruppo, però i due DJ erano rimasti e quindi avevano mantenuto il loro nome. Poi Lush Professor ha avuto la carriera che tutti conosciamo come artista solista e soprattutto come super producer. Il brano successivo è tratto da un altro album di esordio che sconvolse l'anatomia dell'hip hop nel mondo, quello dei Cypress Hill, nucleo californiano formato dal DJ e produttore Muggs, che ben conosciamo perché è uno dei più attivi ancora oggi, uno dei producer vecchia scuola che si è meglio riciclato in qualche modo, perché continua a tirar fuori collaborazioni con chiunque. E poi B-Real, l'MC di punta, e Sandog, che era il secondo MC, e soprattutto Light Man. Il loro primo album omonimo fu un album che aveva dei suoni mai sentiti prima, con dei testi molto vicini al mondo della legalizzazione della marijuana e dell'utilizzo della marijuana stessa. Come ben sappiamo, il gruppo è stato a lungo tempo il simbolo dell'utilizzo di questa pianta, insomma. E noi qui abbiamo l'imbarazzo della scelta. Questa volta voglio fare però una selezione un po' più di nicchia, invece di mettere magari i pezzi un po' più famosi, voglio andarvi a mettere uno degli ultimi brani della playlist dell'album, che si chiama The Funky Cypress Hill Shit. Loro sono il Cypress Hill.
Fucking Cypress Hill shit.
People ask why do you sound so funny. They must be talking about my fucking nasal vocal money. I take control, no need to blow my nose. Just click on the trophy and feel the funky flow for you and your bros. Him and his hoes, you don't like it. Here's my dick, bite it. There's nothing you can do about the real one. It's an ill song with the ill juice. I'm the funky feel one. Send a psycho beta blast it. If he has to tell him, send.
I'm a psycho beta master.
Striking ya,
hitting ya,
fucking ya,
fucking ya.
Like my Buddha plant boy, I'm gonna keep rocking ya. Gonna roll you up and light you, despite your booty inside, to take my joint to get to my point. I'm talking about an ill trip,
the funky Cypress Hill shit.
Yeah, I'm still coming at you, but you don't need to duck down.
Cause it's something different than a psycho.
Cypress Hill shit.
The Funky Cypress Hill Shit, loro sono i Cypress Hill, album di esordio nel 1991, anno di cui stiamo parlando questa sera. Loro in diverse forme li ancora li troviamo in giro. DJ Max è uno che produce e collabora con tantissimi artisti, anche giovani. Be Real è diventato parte dei Prophets of Rage insieme a Chuck D. Sandog gravita nel mondo dell'alternative rock, ogni tanto si riuniscono anche come gruppo sia per i concerti. Qualche anno fa è uscito il loro ultimo album che si chiama Elephants on Acid, che insomma era anche un buon album considerando che loro sono attivi insomma dai primi anni 90 e stanno tutti quanti avanti con l'età, devo dire meritano ancora e si tengono in forma. Adesso invece vi porto a Staten Island per quello che è stato forse il primo gruppo ad uscire fuori nel mondo dell'hip hop dal Quinto Borough di New York, ovviamente meno famosi dei Wu-Tang Clan ma molto importanti e tra l'altro molto sottovalutati. Per questo motivo ci tengo a inserire loro in questa playlist del meglio del 1991. Parlo degli UMCs, che fecero il loro esordio proprio in quell'anno con Fruits of Nature, un gruppo capitanato dall'MC di punta Kool Kim, molto bravo, album che passò un po' in sordina all'epoca perché c'era talmente tanta roba, però invece poi è stato riscoperto ed è considerato tra i primi 20, forse 25 album che sono usciti quell'anno. E da questo disco vi voglio far ascoltare Never Neverland, loro sono gli UMCs.
Who do you see, kids? Emphatically, the answer was yes, knowing that the men were residing somewhere near. Hip hip hooray hurrah was the estimated shout of the children drenched in cheer.
Come out wherever you are, UMC is
sweet. Who?
We are the kids,
I'm
never
Neverland.
We'll never go
again
with the
hype in
the
band. Well, yes I am the man.
Yes I am.
Yes I am.
Yes I am.
If you are.
Certainly endowed with the graces of a good style. Fun for all, for the children of a fall. Follow me now on the path to the mountain, but chill. When I reach the top, what should I shout? What should I shout? What should I shout? What should I shout? I have no idea. Then again, I don't know why fear would be relevant in situations such as so. Unless the element required to give such a blow is never there. My structural craft is what attracts all to the man. The kids are never Neverland.
In time you find my main mode of thinking and thinking about reaching new objectives until all shout. Precisely, when every man is you and every dream you ever had came true. When you flock to my plan, you're watching all the actions that I do make the world anew. Uber duper, catch the Kim maneuver. World improver, call me super duper. Now I mark your course, your course is picked. Preparations are made, trust in me because your course was picked. My lifestyle is kicked, caused to no trick. Schoolyards open, playtime has come. My lyrics and chants are run, hurry before I'm done.
Well, here we are,
yeah, I'm glad to see you made it in one piece. But drop the sir, huh? A new life form lease, this life is so brief.
But we are the kids, I'll never, never.
True, but never say you couldn't when you should say you can. Cause if I would've do when I did what you now see me do, I would've never welcomed you.
My snare, prompted by the bass, yes, to kick on the one. If I be the father of your kids, my concern will absolutely be the point at which you return. And I ask, children, children,
yes, father,
where have you been to?
U-S-E-A.
How are they keeping? What did they teach you? Yes, come one, come all, and I mean the whole bunch. No waiting, step up front, hesitating. Let the hunt up to me, the U, the M, the super, super C, y'all. It's time to be all you can be, y'all.
Ali, Ali, oxen free. From the plains of U-Land, now come and sing with me. Sunlight shining, now a new day's dawning. I look past the atmosphere, tussle with the stars, Venus, Jupiter, Mars. Then I get in touch with my inner glow. Radiate my thoughts so that the world will know that I ride on the crest of the wave. I harness the sky, tame the sea. Gain new perspectives as my movements grow free. Freedom as expressed by the one who's omnipotent. I'm earthly bound, making my appearance as one heaven sent. Utilize my skill until my time's well spent. As the two, the true, the U, the M, the C, y'all. It's time to be all the
originali di Staten Island, originali e originari di Staten Island, gli UMCs, Fruits of Nature, il loro album di esordio del 1991, dal quale ci stiamo ancora ascoltando in sottofondo, Never Never Land. Andate a riscoprire questo album perché merita, ed è uno dei pochi di quelli che facciamo uscire questa sera che sono stati un po' sottovalutati, però in realtà a mio avviso meritano veramente tanto e stanno al pari di tutti gli altri classici che ci stiamo ascoltando. Oh, a proposito di classici, nel 91 uscirono due EP e facciamo un piccolo quindi excursus nel mondo degli EP, perché sono stati anche l'esordio di due, scusate il plurale che non esiste, due molto molto importanti, che poi dopo in futuro hanno fatto album di grande grandissimo valore, vale a dire Showbiz NG e Pete Rock and Seal Smooth, che rispettivamente fecero uscire Soul Clap e All Sold Out, che in qualche modo erano, diciamo, il loro affacciarsi nel mondo dell'industria musicale. Ci sentiamo due tracce consecutive a rappresentare questi due EP di queste due grandi coppie. Il primo, tratto da Soul Clap di Showbiz NG, si chiama Giant in the Mental, che vede tra l'altro gli scratch di DJ Premier, e a seguire dall'album All Sold Out, anzi scusate, dall'EP All Sold Out di Pete Rock and Seal Smooth, ci ascoltiamo Go With The Flow.
And now my friend, let the trumpet sound, let the bells ring, let the drums roll, lay out the red carpet, here he comes, 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 here he comes.
A giant in a mental, anything else just has to cease. Whenever you doubt, I break out with a masterpiece. Thoughts are kept in my head, they're never written down. I start getting down, opponents are sitting down. Chill and be a witness, this LP was slamming tracks. In fact, yours is hitless. Step on the scene, get mean, cause I'm the Jolly Green. Go ahead and down me, but you probably fiend. Put out a head or two after wood, you need medical attention. Did a mental show biz, it's incredible. The Rain Man, scoop your girl with a game plan. Hit her up, did her up, now Dre is the main man. Thick y'all, thick like a brick wall. You take a quick fall. Aw, oh, shit y'all, let's flirt. Let's see who has the best work. Whether the ladies, the mics, the fights, Dre is an expert. Come on strong, but not gentle. Just remember, I'm a giant in the mental. Cause I ain't tryna hit a rest. You'll get bucked down if you even try to fuck around. I'm at my show, my crew is thick. Never lacking, always packing. And plus I'm looking dip. Front on your one cause I dig the trigger. 5'3", but I'm liver than a bigger nigga. And don't doubt my potential. I'm a giant in a mental when you play the instrumental. Ain't a nigga in his place that could fuck with this. Slap a bitch up and tell a man to step up to this. And watch him drop faster than a free fall. To be a giant, you don't really have to be tall. Rappers who thought I was dope, yeah, they had sense. The ones who thought I was weak, now they past tense. You can't phase or amaze me. Not an OG or a cool G, I'm AG. You were definite, but now you're not sure. Cause you never heard the lyrics of a giant before. In the mental. As a fat star, you wanna go 9 yards, you can't go that far. Chill, you step in a veil, we be wildin'. Throw your hands up, you'll end up in the Fiji Islands. Thoughts are faded, I made it, you hate it. The way I kept this, step to this and get assassinated. That's what you'll get, but I won't let you get in my face, cause you must be a space cadet. Your mark is set, matter of fact, no better yet. Brothers Glock Z's will catch the whole alphabet. Get with these, nigga, please throw your toys up. You better get street smart and call your boys up. Tell them 1M, whoever they supposed to be. Patterson Projects, that's where I mostly be. There's a phone, you better start dialing. Ayo, my chest, no, it don't stand for Alvin. You can step to, but you won't get through. Rappers are gifted, are still twisted into pretzels. Do it for fun, cause it's more like a hobby, y'all. Quote what I wrote and get broke like a Barbie doll. I'm hitting hard, and what does my card say? I'm unstoppable. You have to find out the hard way. We can play, but don't say let's get technical. Dre's designed to be like a wrecking crew. A professional, exceptional. And watch who you're stepping to. Cause if you step this way, we're sure you'll get done by Dre. Andre's a giant, that's what some would say. I'm nifty, I'm great, I'm wise. Many come after that, since I'm a surprise. I'm one good cracker jack. Thoughts maintained in my brain, don't use a pencil. Small in height, but I'm a giant in the mental.
from the intro. I flow three in a row, building like a Lego. Stacks upon stacks, it attacks the wax. Scrubbing like Ajax, we're leaving as an X-Lax. The nightcap of rap, here to make another hit, to uncover smother word to mother. Puppet full of playground, world renowned. Beat rock and CO smooth is in town. I design a logical line to match the mind, so recline and listen to what's mine. I'm untouchable, lovable. Some try to imitate, but you can't make a double of me. The capital C, capital L, capital S, M-O-O-T-H, yes, a pro. So you know, you gotta go with the flow. Flow, flow, flow. That you're ever gonna get to hear, crisp and clear. So step to the rear and make room for daddy, bigger than a caddy to move a crowd. Gladly, this all done with ease. Past them C's, and all they feel is a breeze. The technician with the first division, like a surgical incision, deeper in vision. My flow, the naked eye can't steer, but only hear another poet like Shakespeare. CL, the swinger, ringer, clinger, and oh yes, you know another humdinger. Reckon any studio love to make cash, so kicking like judo, big like a sumo, rhymes like a pro. So you know, like a flute, I blow and go with the flow. Flow.
Doppietta di Real Hip Hop, quello più underground, quello più serio, prima Showbiz NG e poi Pete Rock and Seal Smooth con i loro EP di esordio, che poi avrebbero lanciato delle carriere fantastiche, quelle di Showbiz e di Pete Rock, che rimangono ad oggi due grandissimi producer tra i più importanti di sempre, e anche della loro avventura appunto in coppia con AG. Tra l'altro all'epoca Showbiz ancora rappava, poi dopo ha lasciato l'incombenza soltanto ad AG e lui si è dedicato alla produzione basta, ma all'epoca rappava pure. E Pete Rock e Seal Smooth, dove Seal Smooth aveva sicuramente il dominio del microfono, ma Pete Rock, che pure produceva ovviamente, ogni tanto si affacciava e buttava giù due versi pure lui, quindi insomma bella roba, eh. Cosa dire, insomma, nel 91 sono usciti un sacco di album che stasera non faremo il tempo a sentire, perché ovviamente l'ora a un certo punto termina, però ve li cito perché insomma non li potremo passare, quindi ve li voglio dire. Uscirono Derelicts of Dialect dei Third Base, dal quale ci siamo ascoltati spesso e volentieri tante tante cose. Uscì l'esordio di DJ Quick, che però abbiamo passato spesso, abbiamo anche dedicato a lui un'intera puntata, Quick is the Name. Uscì sempre nell'orbita di DJ Quick Teach by the Half Money di AMG, un altro grande album. Uscì l'esordio dei Leaders of the New School, Future Without the Best. Poi cos'altro, uscì anche l'album di esordio di un'altra coppia importante, Nice and Smooth, In a Damn Thing Change. Uscì, attenzione qui, veramente un po' mi sento in colpa di non passarlo, però abbiamo sentito un pezzo poco tempo fa, se non sbaglio, che era Apocalypse 91, terzo album dei Public Enemy, grande disco. Uscì anche Ghetto Boys con We Can't Be Stopped, ci siamo ascoltati Scarface prima, We Can't Be Stopped, c'è Mind to Play Tricks Home, insomma un classico. Uscì, per andare un po' più nell'underground newyorkese, anche l'esordio di KMD, grande, il gruppo di MF Doom, che all'epoca si chiamava Zevlovex, Mr. Hood. Uscì Penicillin Wax di Team Dog, uscì anche l'esordio di Organized Confusion omonimo, quindi insomma tanti 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 classici. Io però voglio chiudere con un pezzo che traggo dal secondo album dei Compton's Most Wanted, il gruppo di MC8, che a mio avviso rimane uno dei migliori album di gangsta rap di sempre, sia per lo stile di MC8 al microfono che ben conosciamo, ma anche dell'incredibile produzione. L'album si chiamava Straight Checknam e io vi faccio ascoltare proprio la title track, che è un martello incredibile, si chiama Straight Checknam appunto. Con questo chiudiamo il nostro mini riepilogo del 1991. Se qualcuno che si fosse messo in ascolto a trasmissione iniziata si chiedesse cosa c'entra il riepilogo del 1991 alla fine del 2023, c'entra perché ci andava di farlo, quindi non c'è nessun motivo. Però la prossima puntata che troverete qui su radiosonar.net alle 18.30 di martedì, come sempre per Original Street Groups, 19 dicembre, ci sarà il gran finale dell'anno, quindi un mega mixone. Io farò soltanto una piccola introduzione e sentiremo il best of, questa volta sì, del 2023. Per adesso vi saluto, ringrazio tutte e tutti voi per l'ascolto, ricordandovi che trovate tutte le puntate nella sezione podcast dell'app e del sito di radiosonar.net. Grazie ancora, buona settimana prenatalizia, anzi diciamo ce ne vuole ancora un po', ne stanno ancora due di settimane, però siamo già nel clima. e buon ascolto, buona serata, eh. Peace out, yo.
In the gangster stroll, so you better run, hide. Who's on slide, so keep your kids inside. Explicit words in this rhyme I won't. Ain't no jack move fool, so please don't demonstrate the style is weak. You can't compete, and just like a girl get freaked. It's the big 9-1 and 8's coming. Cop the criminal fool, so start running. And please stop biting my stuff as the rhyme gets rough. You done had enough of the 8, the gangster Mac, the pimp hustler, and pistol whip a weak buster. Suckers run up, get slapped. Damn, I thought you were smarter than that. In a diss, the brother who is Compton stepping. Microphone is kept as the murder weapon. I'm straight checking him.
Check this out. Check this out. Check this out. Check this out.
No shorts are taken, I'll give it to you long, slow. Hard fools, drop your guard. No, you're not prepared, just scared, no time to sleep. Can't bargain with your rap cause it's cheap. And if I have to show like Rambo and snap a neck with some Compton effect and get booked wild, sucker, I serve them all like cluckers. You just can't hang with your weak style. You slip right off of the pile. To me, you're just another pretender. So wave the white flag, boy, surrender. And if you a female species trying to gank, then girl, you'll get these famous vapors, walking paper. See you later, you little crooked alligator. You gets no juice. And if you scheme on my team, then I'll cut you loose. You can't handle the format, punk, I use you as a doormat. I'm straight checking them. I push my foot down, so all the suckers get clowned as the MCA steps from the underground. A villain from the city under siege, with a brother's jack, girly skis. I'm breaking them off proper, and taking no BS from a copper. Fools on my tip keep sweating me, and trying to gank my Compton melody. You can't withstand a powerful blow from the brother with a death wish solo. Others I smother and change their description. Wait a minute, did I mention that I flow punk fools with one swing? Bow down to the Compton King. Pin, the record spins, and that spells the end. For you, my friend, I'm straight checking them.
Check this out.
Let's get our scraps on, boy, and the 8'll destroy. And play it just like a toy. Fools try and they can't hang cause they raps just sick. I thought so went. I'm blasting, pillin' caps, making snaps for the violence in my raps. Gotta pack tubes cause fools don't wanna back on my tip, yeah, but that's cool. I give them a count backwards 10-1, then they tell it's done. I give up no slack because a sucker tried to bump my style and call it whack. Now I'm back to attack and keep them hype just like they're feeling for crack. So come on, come on, cause 8 and Michael keep